It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Hey, we have some ideas to improve live golf. Put your ears on, PGA Tour. This past week's surprising voluntary combination of the PGA Tour entities with the Live Golf organization has left many golf fans in a big daze. I understand. Within hours of the bombshell news, I provided you, though, with a theory as to why this highly unlikely marriage had just occurred. Go back and check out SwampSwamiSports.com from last week and you'll see what I'm talking about. But here's the Cliff Notes summary. Neither of these two parties wanted their dirty laundry to be aired in a courtroom over the next several months as part of LIV Golf's antitrust lawsuit. And though the PGA Tour has claimed that the cost of litigation was excessive, like upwards of $50 million, that just doesn't seem to pass the smell test for me and many people. In addition to the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, the former European Tour, now called the DP World Tour, is also going to be part of this new organization too. Now, mergers are always fraught with emotions and usually end up in headcount reductions and other cost-cutting measures in a combined organization. And perhaps you've worked for a company which either acquired one of its competitors or worked for a company being purchased by your competitor or some other larger business. Now, I've been on both sides of that during my lengthy career in the energy business. There's a short period, usually a week or so, of surprise and shock on both sides of the equation. However, the newly formed entity must forge a new path together fairly quickly. Despite what the worker bees may be discussing in the coffee break room, upper management likely already had a game plan in mind prior to this deal ever happening. So in this men's professional golf merger, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, go ahead and boo if you like, said that the newly combined golf entity has no idea what's going to happen next. Right. And if you believe him, especially after his last year of comments, I have some oceanfront property in Oklahoma for your retirement home. Let's take stock of the assets of this brand new organization. They're rather extensive. The PGA Tour has these assets. The PGA Tour itself, founded in 1929. The longtime top professional golf tour in North America. The Korn Ferry Tour. That's the developmental tour for golfers trying to make it up to the PGA Tour. The Champions Tour, for seniors ages 50 and above who generally have won at least one PGA tournament during their career. The PGA Tour Canada. Did you know about that? I didn't. The PGA Tour China. Really? The PGA Tour is throwing tomatoes at LIV Golf and they have a tour in China? And also the PGA Tour Latino America. Now over in Europe, the recently renamed DP World Tour, formerly the European Tour, has these assets. The DP World Tour itself was founded in 1972. They play golf in Europe, Australia, Africa, and Asia. They play for smaller purses, usually about 50 to 60% of what they play for on the PGA Tour. The Challenge Golf Tour. That's a developmental tour similar to the Korn Ferry Tour for the PGA. And the European Senior Tour for seniors ages 50 and above in Europe, and it's similar to the Champions Tour. Now, LIV Golf. This asset was founded just a year ago in 2022. With 48 top professional golfers signed, some with substantial bonuses, away from the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour. LIV Golf plays in the US, Europe, Australia, and Asia. The Roman numeral, by the way, LIV equals 54, and that equals the number of holes in a LIV golf tournament. Get it? Additionally, there's team scoring with 12 teams of 4 players apiece competing for significant extra prize money for the top 3 places every week. Now, these events start with a shotgun start on 16 of the holes with 3 players apiece for the 48 total. And music is played at the 18th hole clubhouse, theoretically, to enhance the atmosphere for all golf fans. And that sound can be heard thumping around the golf course at most of the events. So now that we have all of those assets on the table, let's align them by functionality. There are 3 journeyman tours, the PGA Canada, PGA China, and PGA Latino America. Now these are the easiest for entry-level professional golfers to test the waters, and success at this level may lead to a higher level of competition at one of the 2 developmental tours, either the PGA Korn Ferry or the DP World Challenge in Europe. Now, at the end of each of those seasons, their top finishers are awarded an automatic spot in one of the primary tours. This leads to the three primary tours. We have the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour for Europe, and now LIV Golf. And after a professional golfer reaches the age of 50, it may lead to one of two senior tours, the PGA Champions Tour or Europe's DP World Senior Tour. And that's a lot to digest, isn't it? So let's step back and review the current structure of these professional golf tours. There are some obvious things which do jump out when you look at it this way. Number one, with so many tentacles at various levels of men's professional golf, the PGA Tour has operated as a virtual monopoly in men's golf for a very, very long time. Number two, LIV Golf, which comprises just 48 golfers, by the way, operates a rather small subset of the total number of professional golfers, but it does feature the largest prize money per event. This relatively small roster of LIV golfers has generally attained a greater degree of golf success, meaning major wins and tournament victories, per golfer than the current roster on the PGA Tour or the DP World Players Tour in Europe. Number three, when looking at this combination of men's golf tours upon us now, this really is a true monopoly. And do not be surprised if the PGA Tour and LIV Golf marriage is legally challenged in the courtrooms very, very soon. Let's leave that all to the courts, but now let's determine what would you and I do to make LIV Golf relevant, have its own unique identity and niche. And I have a few ideas, of course. Idea number one, the primary one. LIV Golf becomes a separate golf tour for golfers ages 36 until they turn 50. Now, my rationale is that it's a fact that most PGA golfers win the majority of their tour events before the age of 40. Of course, us golf fans will never forget Jack Nicklaus' exciting back nine rally to win the Masters in 1986 at the age of 46. And just 2 years ago in 2021, it was 50-year-old Phil Mickelson who thrilled his fans once again with a big win at the PGA Championship. Those are the exceptions, but the truth is that most golfers in their 40s are struggling every year to remain eligible on the PGA Tour until they hit 50 years of age and can enter the Senior Golf Tour. So, Swamp Swami, how do you determine the new LIV Golf Tour eligibility? If you're a golfer ages 36 or older and you've won at least one major championship, you become immediately eligible to play on the new LIV Golf Tour, if you want to. For golfers ages 40 and older, if you've won at least one PGA Tour event or two DP European Tour events, or one each on each tour, you become eligible too. So let's check out who are those golfers that might be eligible to play in Swamp Swami's new LIV Golf League. There are currently 17 major championship winners ages 36 to 50 years of age who would now be eligible to play on this new version of the LIV Golf Tour. This impressive group of golfers includes, in alphabetic order, ages 46 to 50, you've got Stuart Sink, the British Open winner, Ben Curtis, British Open winner, Jason Duffner, PGA champion, Zach Johnson, has won the Masters and British Open, Justin Leonard, British Open winner, and yeah, Tiger Woods, winner of the Grand Slam. Those golfers ages 41 to 45 with majors include Lucas Glover for the U.S. Open, Trevor Immelman, now on TV, but he did win the Masters, Jeff Ogilvie won a U.S. Open, Justin Rose, a U.S. Open winner, Adam Scott has a Masters title, and Jimmy Walker, remember him? No, not the Dynamite guy, but the Dynamite golfer who won the PGA Championship. And then the younger golfers ages 36 to 40 who'd be eligible under this new idea would be Keegan Bradley, the PGA Championship winner, Shane Lowry, a winner of the British Open, Francesco Molinari, the British Open champion, Webb Simpson has a U.S. Open title, as does Gary Woodland, a U.S. Open title. Now, in addition to those 17 major championship winners, there's another large group of golfers within the age group of 36 to 50 who have earned two or more PGA Tour wins, and they would become eligible for this revised version of LIV Golf. Former Ryder Cup golfers within the group include Chad Campbell, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, Ryan Moore, Brant Snedeker, and Boo Weekly. Now, other PGA golfers who already have two or more wins in this age group are Aaron Baddeley, Jonathan Bird, Matt Every, Bill Haas, Charlie Hoffman, Billy Horschel, Kevin Kisner, Russell Knox, Sean O'Hare, Ryan Palmer, Ches Reavy, Rory Sabatini, Heath Slocum, Scott Stallings, Jonathan Vegas, Camilo Viegas, and Johnson Wagner. Now that's a bunch of golfers. Here's another idea. All LIV golfers may return to the PGA or DP European Tour fully exempt after the conclusion of playing one full year on the new LIV Golf Tour. And those who want to return to the PGA Tour or the European Golf Tour will be exempt for one full season. Here's another idea. LIV Golf will no longer offer any signing bonuses.
Excellent.
Effective immediately, there'd be no future LIV Golf bonuses paid. And for the golfers currently under contract with a LIV Golf signing bonus, they must remain on the LIV Golf Tour through the remainder of their contractual commitment. Here's another idea. LIV golfers will continue to receive weekly minimum prize money per event and an annual minimum salary if they play in the required number of events. Why? Well, golfers electing to play on the LIV Golf Tour already are former winners, and as such, I think they've earned the right to be paid for their time and enough money to be able to cover their expenses. Here's another one. LIV golfers must retain their qualifications every year to return in the following year. The top 36 out of the 48 LIV golfers in total prize money earned in individual and team competitions will receive an automatic invite and exemption back for the following year. The LIV player draft is going to be held annually, we'll talk about that in a second, and expanded if needed to complete a field of 48 golfers for the upcoming season. Now let's talk about the LIV Golf Annual Player Draft. Each year, a minimum of 12 spots is going to become available on the LIV Golf Tour. Some of the PGA Tour and DP World European players will become eligible every season to play on the LIV Golf Tour at the end of the year. Any golfers who would like to play on the LIV Golf Tour and meet the eligibility requirements may apply to join the tour after the conclusion of any season. These new LIV golfers will be chosen based on the players having the highest career earnings on the PGA and DP World Tours as of the end of the preceding golf season. Now, once the new LIV golfers have been announced, the 12 golf teams on the LIV Tour will then draft these new players. The team which earned the least amount of money in the prior year will draft number one until each team has four members for the new season. The LIV golf rules are going to remain the same, though. The LIV golf events will still be 54 holes with a daily shotgun start. The players are in 16 groups of three players each and start their rounds on different holes. The LIV Golf team concept will also be retained. Each LIV Golf event will pay two-thirds of the prize money total to individual golfers based on their 54-hole cumulative scores. But the other one-third of the prize money is going to be split by the top three LIV Golf teams. The winning team gets 50% of the team prize pool, second place 30%, third place 20%. Now, this ensures that all 48 of those LIV Golf players are trying their best in all three rounds to help their team score well and earn more money. Now, here's something new. LIV Golf team prize money is going to be matched by the tour with a donation to charities at each individual event. A matching amount of the three LIV Golf teams' weekly prize money will be donated by the LIV Golf Tour to each team's designated charity or charities, and this would definitely help motivate the players and build a lot more goodwill from golf fans. So in summary, the LIV Golf Tour must find its own niche within the men's professional golf circuits, creating a tour for exceptional golfers on the downside of their careers, ages 36 through age 49, will expand the interest in men's golf for middle-aged fans. I'm Swamp Swamy.